Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, is our guest. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com. If you want the index, though, go to nfib.org/index. Is that right?
Research.
Oh, I'm sorry, /research. And you'll find the index there. You can also find it at smallbiz.org, smallbus.org, or my website. We'll have it up later today on our website. Bill's gracious enough to allow us to post it on our website, which we're happy to do every month. Bill, one of the things you pointed out in the last segment was that the positive bump that your index got this month for November, as it turns out, was mostly emotional, not fundamental. So when we talk about hiring and sales and capital investment and things like that, those really didn't hold the thing up, did they?
Right, they really didn't change. So it was just the euphoria of the election that changed, and so the expectations changed. So hopefully in December we'll see some translation of that into, you know, more spending. Retail sales held up well, and of course, the best present, most optimistic thing that can happen to a business owner is have more customers come
right.
in. I mean, that's the best thing, even if the government's being bad and regulations mm-hmm. and everything. You know, if your sales are strong, you can survive all of that kind of stuff. And so, you know, so that looked good, and we'll see if we don't get a translation of that optimism into some more spending plans. That would be good. But right now, you know, we're still sitting at levels that are pretty much recession levels for those indicators.
Well, and I'm hearing some scary stuff coming out about consumer sentiment. What are you hearing?
You know, I haven't seen a read on that. Certainly, if the jobs number was right, was a little peculiar, that 320,000
right.
new jobs. I mean, that was totally inconsistent with every other
mm-hmm.
indicator
mm-hmm.
that we had, including our NFIB survey. You know, I think 208,000 was what the
could have been that many more
ADP
part-timers
was
brought on board.
You know, I don't know why they got where they got such a big number. We'll see what happens with their next revision. But you know, so consumers, you know, should be a little happier if the jobs really are getting better. And certainly they're going to be happy about the falling gas prices. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
that's got to help.
They fell another 2 cents on the average.
A huge tax break, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And that's a wonderful thing. The government won't help us out, but the market has decided to give consumers a tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
A big one. A very, very big one. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars being added to our disposable income
right.
by these
hopefully that will cause a little bit of an improved holiday spending season.
Yeah, well, it looks like it started to. You know, and it's a nice one. I mean, everybody basically uses gas, and so everybody gets a cut. That's really nice.
Well, and it's across the board, right? This is petroleum,
right.
So it's not
right.
just gasoline. It's a lot of other things that gets involved, which that pricing won't really be seen until first half of next year.
Yeah, and you won't even really kind of notice it in a way. But you're right. Anything that's got hydrocarbons as the input, you know, is going to have lower costs and prices.
Right.
Competition will bring those prices down and continue to deliver tax cuts,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So what about the hiring part, though? Small businesses are still not hiring, are they?
Yeah, they're not very much. It was positive, but it would typically be better, if we had a real expansion. you know, the sadness about the index, even though it's up at a kind of a nice at the average now, so it's up pretty high, is that we approach the average from the bottom instead of the top. So usually, you know, the optimism index would go up to 105, 107, and then of course as the recovery ages, then you would go down toward the average. But we never did that. You know, we've been clawing our way up from the bottom. We never had anything over 98.1, which is where we are right now. So we missed that, the exuberance and all the jobs that go with that. We just didn't have any recovery that had any oomph in it.
Right. And, of course, capital spending and the credit markets are both, nobody's wanting to borrow money, still not wanting to borrow money. And therefore, capital spending is, even if we're going to invest, if we're not going to borrow money, we're going to invest out of our own resources, which means we're going to do that incrementally, doesn't it?
Exactly. Capital spending plans, they're still kind of at high recession levels, and they didn't go anywhere. And you're right, a record percentage of our members still say, who wants a loan? You know, I don't have a good place to invest that money and put it to work yet.
And also, Bill, the extenders, the tax extenders, the Section 179 accelerated expensing and accelerated depreciation, all that stuff, I mean, hasn't even gotten through yet. Hasn't been approved in 2015. And may not be.
You know, that might not go till January.
But, Bill, if you don't get it if you don't get it in service by the end of the year, you still can't take advantage of it.
You're exactly right. You'll only get to use what you actually spent anyway, because you had to.
And so that has a negative impact on not only capital expenditures, but also hiring the people to run that equipment.
Exactly.
So, Washington, get off your backside, do your job you're getting paid for. 10-10, right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm going to cool off on this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.